The first four kinos that we say are a set of kinos that sort of mirror the theme of kinos. The first one, I think it's marked as kinovav in the article, right? Kinovav, shavas, surumeni shmuni ivrai. It's a difficult kina to start with. The words are not always easy to understand. But it's a stanza that talks about the tsar of the Khorbin and the joy of our enemies, the ridicule of our enemies. And many of the sentences that you will understand can easily be applied to the tsar that's taking place today. Also, v'nicham v'yikro l'bichia v'nam al-eyle ani b'chia. Different senses. Ahartziyain sadu sha'inei midonai. Artscroll translates, Amartziyain, an ambush was laid by the enemy. These are all words that can apply today just as they applied then. The second of these four, Kinazayin, is very much a theme of Echa, of how could it be? The theme of the day is the disbelief, the inability to understand the unfairness of it all, the tsar that Kal Yisrael goes through. Echa atzta be'apecha la'abed bi'ad adaymim emunecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are they any better? Kal Yisrael may have sinned. But la'abed bi'ad adaymim emunecha, those who have emuna should fall into the hands of Edom. Each of the stanzas in Kinazayin is Echa, and it is V'loi Zacharta, you didn't remember, refers to different periods in Klal Yisrael, to different great people, the Shvatim, the Avais, Moshe Rabbeinu, Har Sinai, etc. So that is Kinazayin. Kinaches brings it to a higher level. It's the most powerful of all the kinnis. Adat chuk shamayim. The Mekainen says, if only I could go up to heaven, to the edges of heaven, a'ela iti shamayim, I would make the heavens weep with me. Or yaymach rivi pamayim, I would curse the day on which we suffered these korbanos, es einein mi'itein roshi mayim. In the middle of the kinna, a few lines down, when it gets to his gimel and dalid, the Mekainen says, I wish I could come to the Rabbeinu Shlalom himself. Egroim Sheyemer Bal Habayis. I would try, Kaviyachol, to force the Rabbeinu Shlalom to answer me. Adve b'choloiv l'amtzieyu, eida milin bom la'amtzeyu. I would worry with my heart to be able to present to the Rabbeinu Shlalom words to give strength to Klal Yisrael. Eda gaye raya v'loiv l'amtzeyu. Where is the shepherd? We don't see him. The time should come when we would see openly the Yad Hashem. And in Kina Ches, it ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering, as if Kina Zayin and Ches make such strong demands and kindness against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that in the last four lines, Yisrael me'es bedrachai lo halachu, azavuni v'azavtim upanei mehem ne'apachu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael, look inward, look at yourselves. They've abandoned me and I've abandoned them. And I turn my face from them. And Kinah Tes, the final of this series of Kinis, is Klal Yisrael speaking. Klal Yisrael accepting the Teichacha of the previous Kinah and referring from the first capital, v'nam ibuchukaisai teilechu, each stanza ends with a line from the Teichacha. First, from the beginning of ibuchukaisai, the beginning of ibuchukaisai has ibuchukaisai teilechu v'nasati kishmechem bi'itam. And then, the end part, v'lois yishmo, ibuchukaisai temasu, sort of a tziduk hadin on the tzaris that we have on Tisha B'Av. So we begin with these four kapitlach. Before we start, I just want to remind those who might leave early, we usually go till about 15 or 20 minutes before chatzais. We leave ourselves time for those who want to lay necha. Those who will be leaving before then, don't forget to say the end of davening, Asher Yevol Tzion Aleinu, We say, after kinnis, if somebody has to leave early for whatever reason, don't forget to say the end of the davening. And for those of us who are saying the kinnis, the first siman in Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to tachnunim, it's ma'at, yafa ma'at bekavana, mahar b'shaloi bekavana. Therefore, we try as best we can to identify with the kinnis, at least with those that are more easily understood. And as I said, try to identify with the tzar of the Shechinta b'Galusa.